Welcome to the Art of Construction Deep Dive Series with Ground Up Construct, changing the way the construction world employs its workforce. In this three-part series, I, Devin Tilley of the Art of Construction, will host Ground Up Construct founders, leaders, and users to explore everything you need to hire the right people. Listen in to see if you are maximizing your hiring ability in the ever-changing workforce. What's up, Art of Construction? I'm so jazzed to be here. We're going to go in and have a deep dive series from the previous fireside chat. If you go back and listen to AOC show 131, titled Building the Construction Workforce, we got to know Josh Munns and Josh Denton, that you'll hear Munns and Denton, and they're the co-founders of Ground Up Construct. And I'm honored to be leading a three-episode series on the deep dive where we're going to talk through three episodes, and those three episodes that we're going to be catering towards. Number one, the title here today, we're going to talk the changing workforce, and that's the theme all the way through. And these guys have lived it, and you can go back to show 131 and hear their overall story. But the whole thing is about get on board or get run over, my man or gal. And then the next episode is going to be talking about tools and examples with their platform of Ground Up Construct and others. And then we're going to have a customer perspective on show three. So we're going to have so much fun here, tie it all together. But as all shows, they're global and timeless. So here we are on Ground Up Construct, changing the workforce. Let's dive in and do the speed round. Get to know Munns first and then Denton. Lock and load. Munns, what's your favorite beverage?
You know, I've been trying to be clear-headed and drink a lot of water lately, but I always love a good whiskey.
There you go. And we make these all each show stand alone, but you can go back and hear these answers, and we can test them because I'm sure they want to see what they said last time versus this time. So we're all trying to be more healthier here. So I don't know if he said water on the last one. We can go back and test it. So what's your favorite place you've traveled?
You know, this last summer, my wife and I took a trip to the Amalfi Coast in Italy, and I got to tell you, it is one of the most beautiful places in the world to visit.
Awesome. One story from that.
We checked into our hotel room, and you have to take an inclinator because everything's built on the side of a cliff. And so rather than an elevator, it's an inclinator along the side of the cliff to take you to your room. And it is, it's just something you never see in other places of the world. The way they build these things on the side of a cliff is mind blowing for anything we see in America for our construction.
Inclinator. Haven't done that before. You've already taught me something. Thanks, my man. So what's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction arena we passionately call the art of construction?
Well, you know, in Tahoe this year, we've had record snow levels. You know, Mammoth has had over 40 feet of snow. Our mountains here have had over 30 feet of snowfall this year. And so I've been on the mountain snowboarding all winter and just love it.
Awesome. So we got to know a little bit about Josh Munns, who we're going to have a conversation today about a really cool blog article he wrote. So he's going to kind of take the lead today. And then his co-founder, Josh Denton, is going to circle things back. So let's get to know a little bit about Denton. What's your favorite beverage, my man? Welcome in.
Oh, thanks for having us. Sugar-free Red Bull is my go-to for daily. But I think as I've heard from a lot of your guests, a good glass of whiskey is nothing like it. Templeton Rye is my favorite.
You know, that probably is. I'm going to have to do a poll, right, of the 150 plus podcasts that we've done to say what's the number one beverage. You know, there is a lot of whiskeys. Maybe that you align yourself with like people, because I'm a big brown drink guy as well. So what's a favorite place you've traveled?
I was lucky enough in 2012 to go to Ghana with a group called OneSight, and I was in Accra, Ghana, to do eye care with the company I was with. Got to go there for 2 weeks, and we provided eye care to 12,000 people.
Awesome. Give us one story from that trip.
A little bit scary. Obviously, a third world country. They thought what we had was literally like magic medicine for making people being able to see, and we actually had about 2,000 people outside of the gate kind of getting restless, and their local government and law enforcement came in with some of the largest guns I've ever seen on on personnel, holding them back, which was scary, but then also really interesting to see how something that we take for granted here in the States was looked at as almost magic medicine for them. So that was an eye-opening experience.
No doubt. So what's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction world?
me and my wife just spent some hours, obviously getting camping spots here in California, in the Eastern Sierra and in Nevada. Places like Yosemite are hard to get into. So me and her spent hours booking our camping trips for the family coming this summer.
Awesome sauce. Well, let's go in and make sure you check out the show notes and read this back through. But we're going to have an audio conversation about this article titled Get On Board or Get Run Over. And this is all about the changing workforce that Denton and Munns have passionately been going after and talking about. So let's start off. Munns, how have you seen the workplaces change?
Well, you know, I've been in the construction industry my entire life. And for the last 12 years, you know, I ran and owned Envision Glass, and that's how we met, you know, through other conferences and window dealer. And in the 12 years that I was running Envision, what I was seeing change more than anything was the lack of new people coming into the industry. I had really good retention. I was keeping my people that I had, but that those employees that were 1 to 2 years, our turnover every year was 100%. And we weren't just attracting new people, and we weren't keeping new people in our industry. So I think there's been a major shift in the people coming into the industry and what people are looking for and what people really want as far as an employer and employee relationship is concerned. And that's something that, you know, we struggled with at Envision because this was all new. You know, this is still kind of ever changing. And as a leader and a business owner, it's important to notice these changes and react quickly. And, you know, that's something I could definitely have done better at. And as I've taken this step to come into the workforce and really do some more research, I've done a lot of self-reflecting as well. And I wish that I had the vision now that I had back then to shape the company. Now, the company was very successful, and we just actually sold the company in October of 2018. And it's continuing on great with the new ownership. But I wish I would have had some foresight into what this generation, what this next workforce is going to look like.
Awesome. And yeah, and you can go back to show 131 where we talked through that selling of a window and door business where I own a window and door business, how, like he said, we got to meet. And then they've now went out and started this company, Ground Up Construct. That's all about the workplace and labor. And it's really cool of them to step up and do this deep dive series and work globally and locally together that we're always talking about. So globally, we're going to talk about the workplace changes. And then locally, Mountain View Window and Door, my local window and door company, is now a customer and checking out the awesome Ground Up Construct platform that we're going to go on a journey and learn about. So, Denton, anything you'd circle back there about what you've seen in the workplace change and to get this thing rocking and rolling?
Yeah, the interesting thing is that though we're seeing a workforce and a cultural change in construction, because of the full circle of my career coming from a very cultural driven industry and specifically retail, is that this has been a focus for us for the last 15 years. The company I was with was built on culture. So the interesting thing is I think that this is a new conversation for us in construction, yet it's an existing thing that's happened in many industries prior to this. So the great thing is that we have things to learn from. We have things that people have already tested. We know what's working for people and what's a big focus for our employees. What does culture mean to them? And so we don't have to bang our heads against the wall and recreate this. This exists already. And so there's so much to learn from other industries that we can apply. So that's the encouraging thing about the cultural change and the workforce change, is that other industries have already gone through this and construction is just a little bit behind that, but it's going to be very easy for us to get up to speed.
Yeah. And you can't talk about culture enough. Josh, when I say culture, what comes to mind for you?
Well, you know, like Dan said, this is happening in every industry. This is not unique to construction. And, you know, with the workforce aging and the technology coming in to be new and new benefits, you know, that all kind of creates a culture, but culture, it has to start at the top. You know, you can't have a company barbecue or a Christmas party and think that's going to be your culture. It's really, really important to start with the leaders and be communicating to your employees so everybody's on the same page. And that's where culture really needs to start. And you really need to start with that open communication. And if you have that open communication, then all those other events will really be much more beneficial to your team building. But if you're having a company barbecue and nobody's on the same page, it's kind of a lost effort. And so it really starts at the top. It really starts with communication. And I think that's where you can build your culture and really create that really strong team as long as everybody is aligned and on the same page.
Yeah, important stuff. In the article, you talk about the work-life balance. What would you want to say on that light?
Well, I think, you know, we spend, as employers and employees, we spend so much time with each other. We spend more time with each other at work than we really do with our families. And so, you know, your work is your family, but you also need that balance of being able to get out and enjoy your life. And so it's understanding that employees have a life outside of work and working through that. And with technologies nowadays, with offsite, you know, working and communication through, you know, video chats and video streams, you can be more flexible with your people and say, hey, I know you had a snow day today and you can't get into work, but you can work from home. And so your kids are at home because they can't get to school, but you can still work. And so you're still actively participating. And I think that flexibility with that work-life balance is really attractive to people, especially when you have that ability. Now, if you're out framing a house or doing electrical, you need to show up, and that's important. But there are some things companies can do to be more flexible with their work schedules to accommodate, you know, this next generation and the people that are in the industry today.
Awesome. So what's your take on the demographic shifts as well with all the different moving parts?
I mean, you're seeing a lot of different people come into the industry, and you're seeing, you know, more working moms looking to get into the industry, looking at more, you know, younger generations getting in who are having different ways to travel to work. And so I think, you know, the more flexible you can be, the more your workers can understand that you're a team and you're working together, the better off you're going to work with all these different people coming into the industry.
Cool. And so Munns owned the window and door company that sold, and Denton was his right-hand guy. Now you guys have come out and co-founded Ground Up Construct together, correct?
Yes.
So Denton, give me that kind of, you know, Munns talked about leadership from the top, being the, you know, in with a company. What's your take on that whole culture of getting everybody working together?
So the biggest thing that I witnessed is, and we all talk about this so consistently, is that there's silos. And you know, the minute I came into the company, there was very clearly the field, and then there was very clearly the office. And unfortunately, physically, we will never change that. We will have offices and we will have the field. And the reality is the conversations that needed to occur needed to be with the whole group. And that's a cultural change in the mindset that we are one team. You know, there's so many, you know, cliche sayings about that, but to have not only a listening ear for your field to really give you some feedback, it also creates them to have more of a listening ear to you, as opposed to you just speaking down or saying, hey, this is what we're doing, here's your marching orders. And so creating a culture of unity through communication, I think, is the thing that's going to really take us farther in construction. I mean, there's so many awesome people who have written about how everything starts with construction. There's not a single company, tech company, who has, you know, whether they are the Googles or the Apples, and they talk about the amazing culture they have, they don't get to start without construction. And that means that we are the building blocks of where these companies get to go in technology. Well, one of the things that we need to emulate from them is that culture and that communication is a big part. And I think that some of those companies get so large that they lose some of that. The greatest thing about construction is that we are made up of so many subcontractors and family businesses. And that communication can be so much tighter and so much more intimate, as far as almost like a family setting. I think that is what makes us, the ability for us to be unstoppable.
Yeah. You mentioned the silos and, you know, the field versus the office. And I think that's one of the biggest change. I'll ask you guys the question later, but we just did a deep dive series with Builder Trend, and you know, that they're like, hands down, it's the smartphone, because that actually connected the field to the office, versus back in the day, it was sending the guys out in their truck and their paperwork, and hopefully they come back with a sign off that you never hear from them again. Well, that's not how it works if you don't have, you know, because there's always all these moving parts. And so the culture is that working the inside team and the outside team all being on the same page and driving the same bus, right?
Absolutely.
So what do these general changes mean to the construction industry, Munns?
Well, I think that it's important for owners to take a forward-thinking approach and learn to adapt. I mean, that's why we say get on board or get run over. The industry is changing. The people who are working in the industry are changing. And if you have that old school mentality, you're not helping the industry and you're not helping your business. And there are plenty of construction companies that are kind of stuck in their ways and say, no, this is how we've done it, and this is what we're going to do. And unfortunately, that's not going to work. And you're going to start seeing these companies disappear over time. And so companies that really, you know, work smarter, utilize technology, focus on training and focus on their workforce, you're going to see these companies flourish and grow. And when I say grow, they're going to grow profitability. They're going to grow their workforce. They're going to grow their reach. And I really believe you're going to start seeing larger and larger companies who take this approach continue to grow and take over markets across the country. We're so used to, as Josh said, as Denton said, these small family-owned subcontracting businesses, and they're always going to have those, but you're starting to see bigger companies grow and grow and take over. You know, there's companies like Helix Electric, you know, they're a 5,000 employee company and they're a merit shop. They're not in a union company. And they're one of the best examples of taking on training, taking on technology, working on their workforce. People want to go work for them because of who the company is and their culture. And so, you know, the industry is changing and you have to accept it and you have to adapt and work with it. And companies who take this, the sky's the limit. There's no stopping you if you can adapt and change to work within the way the industry is changing.
And I just have to read a line that in your article is a whopping half of trade workers are over the age of 45. And that's a real thing in our industry, right? So we have to really showcase how awesome this art of construction is, right, Denton?
Oh, absolutely. We have so many people and we can look at it as a negative that we're like, oh my gosh, we have so many older people in this industry and what are we going to do? We've always thought about our field as being a younger group. It's always been a younger group until guys got in. Well, we really need to look at our adaptation to those people and saying, hey, what do those people mean in our company in that next step? Or what information and tribal knowledge do we need to download from them? Who do we need to pair them up with so that we don't lose that amazing career that they've had as they're coming into the latter part of theirs so that we can take and build on what they created over, you know, their 20, 30 year career and keep that moving along. And the other part is, instead of looking at, oh my gosh, my key framer, my key installer, that, you know, he's getting older, it's getting harder. Instead of going, how do I replace him? We are also not talking about what's that next step for him in the company. You know, we had an amazing example of an 18-year field guy who we brought into business development, who ended up being one of the best estimators we've ever had because he literally could talk to a general contractor, talk to an architect, and tell them, here's the realities of what you're trying to achieve. The way you've drawn it up won't work, but we could do this, this, and this. I can get salespeople on LinkedIn all day long, but to have them understand, you know, truly the art of construction, that's something that can't just be downloaded on a podcast, listen to it a couple times, and you're going to be successful. We need to take these guys who are in their 40, you know, 45 years old and older and figure out that succession plan for them to not only keep being a part of that company, but also helping build that company from their experience that they've had in the field.
Totally. And my job on this global megaphone is to listen and understand and connect all the different dots to break down these silos. And we had the pleasure of meeting up together at the International Builders Show in Vegas a couple months ago, or the last show here in 2019. And we all partnered together to support the skilled labor event in Show Village. And the testimonial I want to give for you guys is when you were just authentically talking about, you know, your platform, Ground Up Construct, everybody, what really hit me is that you guys are, you're creating a platform. It's like you're Indeed, but you're Indeed that's for the construction industry. And what really resonated to me, you're like, it's, you know, age is, it's not just because of the age thing. It's like we people want to retire and move on, but yet also physically and mentally, and you got to work all those things together. You talked about how maybe somebody that is burnt out of installing windows, maybe they would want to go be a manufacturer's rep, and vice versa. Maybe someone with technology could teach, and all of us working, looking at it different ways. There's so many different fields that need to be filled, and that's what your platform is building of connecting the right people in the right place. Munz, is that, did I understand that right when you guys were explaining it to me?
Yeah, it's super important as the age of our workers increases that we really look to more opportunities and think outside the box. You know, bringing somebody in from the field to be an estimator or a superintendent or a project manager, or even like you said, a manufacturer's rep, who understands the product better than the people who've installed it and worked with it for the last 10, 15, 20 years. You know, we as business owners, I was always I was always afraid to ask my field guys, hey, what do you want to do next in your career? Because if I lost my head glazer who's installing all these custom shower doors, I don't have somebody to replace him. But that was just bad planning on my part. I really needed to be having that conversation with him and say, hey, what's next in your career? What do you see, you know, your career with Envision Glass growing in the next 5 or 10 years? And, you know, you might hear him say, I'm happy where I'm at now, but in the next 5 years, I'd be interested in coming into sales or estimating or whatever that is. And then we make a plan for that. And so, okay, well, we need to bring somebody underneath you. You need to train them to teach them to take up your position so you can move on to that next step in your career. And I think as the industry is seeing this, we have so much opportunity with so much knowledge that's out there to bring these experienced people up into the positions and bring people in underneath them to learn. And that succession planning is key to the success of a business. And it's not the typical mindset. People aren't always thinking that, hey, my head framer is going to be a great, you know, project manager and estimator. They're like, I need him framing. And we need to change our mindset and really reevaluate our employees and where they fit within our company in the future, not today, but in the future of our business.
So piss poor planning equals piss poor results. If you just say, I can't lose this guy, that's the total wrong mindset, because now you're just going to hit the Mack truck rule someday and you don't have any plan. Exactly. So that's what we're always talking about here. So you can talk about labor as a problem, or you can talk about Todd DeWalt, who runs a Construction Leading Edge podcast. I had him on and he talks about the workforce delusion of that, saying just go hiring more people is not going to, sometimes you're trying to put the square peg in the round hole. And so what's the silver lining here in your perspective with all this?
Well, I think that, you know, there is so much opportunity. And if you're forward thinking and willing to adapt to the industry, the sky's the limit. You can build your company to be whatever you want it to be, but it's important to think forward, to plan ahead. And companies who are doing this are making leaps and bounds and are not having the issues that other people are experiencing. You know, I like what Todd said in your speech that, you know, there isn't a workforce shortage necessarily. It's a leadership mentality shift of saying, who's in my company and how can I work with them to better my company, be more efficient, cross train so people can do different things. So if you're willing to adapt and change, you can take your company from headache and struggle you are today to being the leader in your industry and being uber successful in the next couple of years. It's not a lot of, you know, it's not hard work. It's just work that has to be done, and you have to be willing to take that step. And so, you know, there's a lot of old school companies that aren't taking this. And if there's good, talented people within these companies, and that company is not willing to take that next step to shift their focus, then you have an opportunity to gain some really good people in your company. And so that's where it's really about promoting you as a company and having those plans in place. So when you do bring people on, it's not just filling holes or putting out fires. You actually have a strategic plan in place to build careers and build your company. And I think that the companies who are doing that, you're going to see these companies explode and take over the industry. And the ones that aren't are going to start going to the wayside.
Awesome. Dan, anything you'd add to that?
Yeah, no, I mean, from a silver lining perspective, right now, everything that we read, everything that all of us are living is that it's just, as far as a workforce, it's just dreary out there, right? I mean, all we hear is this many people are leaving. We don't have enough people coming in. Well, you know, the silver lining is that we actually have an amazing industry that can absolutely attract people. And it still does attract people, but we just don't have a narrative that supports that. And so as a business leader, you know, you should be proud of the fact that you have a construction company. You're creating amazing careers. But also, to create that silver lining, you need to interact with your employees. You need to ask them those hard questions. The question you have to ask yourself as a business leader is, you know, we live by the build what's next. And that's from the top down. And that's something that will really align people all together as a team. If you're asking the owner, hey, what do you want to do next? What does the company look like? That's him or her putting that perspective of, hey, what's my plan in 1 year, 3 years, and 5 years? And then if that leader is asking their employees, hey, in your career, build what's next, what's that mean to you? Now you start to align your goals with what their goals are, and you put the right people in the right spot. And the silver lining is when you have the right people in the right spot, your ability to impact your city, your region, and your specific trade or just construction industry is endless. And that's what we can't be scared to ask that question, Because if we don't ask the question, another company will, or another company will offer them a buck or two more and they'll leave. But if they feel like they're on a pathway to take that next step with your company, you're gonna retain them for a long time. And that's my silver lining, is that the retention is absolutely available. We do not work in a terrible industry. It's an amazing industry, but we have to not be scared to ask those hard questions.
Amen, my man. What an amazing industry this art of construction is. So Munz, give us an idea. You talked about in the article of like how big this market is, that I think a lot of people are jaded by what it really is.
I mean, construction is, as Denton said, is everything. You know, nothing starts without construction. So the opportunity, you know, for us to take this on is, you know, there's no lack of work. You know, in 1978, the Office of the Federal Contract Compliance set a goal, you know, for women to work 6.9% of federal construction contract hours. And this goal has never been updated. And so, you know, currently there's only 2.6% of more than 8 million construction workers are women. And so the market is not just, you know, for the people, you know, what we always thought as the guys, there's plenty of room to grow within, you know, within the different segments of people that are out there, and bringing that diversity into your workforce, bringing different people in and really seeing who's available to attract is going to allow you to grow your business and to take over. I mean, there is no shortage of work, regardless of an upcoming recession that people are talking about that are coming. The infrastructure work is there, the remodel work is there, and we need to continue to build where we are. And so we might see a slowdown, but we're never going to see a stop in construction. It's a continual industry that's always going to be here.
So I just want to hit that one more time. So the percentages of women in non-traditional occupations in 1983 was 2.6, and then in 2010, it was 2.6. Is that accurate?
Yeah, 27 years, we have not seen a change in women in non-traditional occupation in trade careers. So yeah, it was 2.6% 27 years ago, and it's 2.6% today. And you know, I don't know why that is, but we would like to see that change. I think there's plenty of opportunity out there for more women in construction, and it's a shocking stat to say that has not changed, where other industries have absolutely changed, you know, some tenfold, and brought, you know, more women into the workforce. But construction has been flat for 27 years, and that is, it's an interesting stat and something to definitely think about more.
Yeah, and Todd and I talked about, he talked about how doctors brought in PAs, and a lot of the PAs were female, and it really changed the whole hospital, like who's doing what there. I think a lot of the mindset is construction is like needs to be this big, strong dude swinging hammers and nails. Well, technology and offsite construction, and there's all these other awesome careers that's just one small part of the big picture, I think, is what the mindset. What would you take on that, Denton?
Yeah, no, I mean, we have to look at individuals all have strengths and weaknesses that we need to mitigate those weaknesses and put them into areas where their strengths can show. And, you know, as far as the male-female part, you know, it's concerning to see that hasn't grown. It's concerning that we haven't made it more welcoming. I wrote an article about women in construction, and I didn't, you know, the contractor that we just recently talked to, she grew up in the trades, literally, you know, she was journeyman by age 20. Her family owned an electrical business. She bought the electrical business from her family in 2008. And she is absolutely an amazing, amazing subcontractor here in the state of Nevada. And, you know, I talked to her about the article I wrote, and she said, well, I just want to make sure you didn't like talk down that we just need to make it more accessible for women. I said, no, that's not where we're going as a country, is that we really need to look at everybody has strengths, everybody has weaknesses, and that we need to build on those. And it really doesn't matter what sex you are. We need to improve this industry by looking at details that women are better at and things that are better with men, and just make better contractors than we do who, you know, what sex is the more dominating one. And the reality is, you know, it's negative to see that we didn't grow for 27 years. I think that only shows us more opportunity to grow in the next 27 years and to really change that. Don't change the rules. Construction is, we're all mandated by our, you know, international building code and everything. We have codes that we build by. It doesn't matter who's doing it. We need to train these up, and we need to welcome them all in. the really encouraging thing is that social media has allowed for some of these great women in construction to actually highlight what they're doing. At the drywall chick is one of them. You know, she's highlighting, she's got a drywall business and she loves it and she's proud of it. And that's a craft. And guess what? We need to show that to more women currently. We need to show it to more of our kids. And we need to show that construction can be a much more inclusive industry than it has been.
Yeah, that one of my biggest lessons learned when I was reading and preparing this from the what Munns has provided for us was this is a survey that he found that he's sharing. We're trying to create awareness here to say that, you know, we're not trying to say it should be a male or female thing. We're just trying to say the numbers don't lie. When you look at construction trades, it stayed at 2.6 for this whole time period. But if you look at physicians, you know, it went from 15.6 to 37%. So it's just getting awareness to say there's a lot of other really cool options out there. And it's not just being a designer. There's all kinds of awesome options out there. So I think I've hit that hard. Anything else you guys would want to say about that? Or the question, what would be the question, Munns, as a leader out there that you would ask if your other leaders to look themselves in the mirror about their company? What should they ask themselves?
You know, are you ready for the changes to come? Are you willing to make the changes to your company to take your company to the future? You know, the biggest question is, are you prepared for the changes to come? And if you're not, that's okay. But it's better late than never. And there's companies who are making these changes. And if you're not there yet, there's not a better time than now to really do some research, pay attention to the changing industry, learn more about this next generation. I don't like the idea of calling them millennials or, you know, whatever this next generation is and having that negative stereotype to them. I think that there's just a different perspective to them. And so taking the time to learn and educate yourself rather than just, you know, burying your head in the sand and saying, oh, it's doom and gloom, nobody wants to work anymore, isn't the way to do it. So, you know, are you prepared for the changes to come? And if you're not, get out there and learn about what you can do to be ready to go.
Awesome. So Munn says from the employer, if Denton, I'm curious from the employee standpoint, if he as the employer says, I'm going to really ask myself, look myself in the mirror and say, yeah, I'm ready to be prepared for the workplace to be changed for the changes to come. Denton, as an employee, what would you say to that?
So the biggest thing that the employees need to really start asking themselves is, how are you going to impact this industry? And they need to understand that they have a lot of the weight on their shoulders. I'm going to be honest. We have a lot of leaders, but we are obviously outnumbered by the amount of craftsmen and tradespeople in this industry. And their question to them is, are you willing to be a part of the change and be the catalyst of the change? And that change is by the culture of this industry. I think, you know, going back to making it more welcoming, making it more professional in some ways. The other part is, what is my part? And my biggest answer to that is that you are the trainer, you are the leader. Your leadership that you work for needs to be ready to prepare you for that training, whether that is, ground up construct. What we offer is that ability to train them how to be leaders and trainers, not how to be the electrician, not how to be the drywaller. They know that. They are the professional in that. It's that next step of, how am I going to grow up these new guys that are getting onboarded? And to be absolutely honest, our attrition rate in those 1 and 2 year guys was nearly 100% at Envision, because the older guys are just seeing that somebody's encroaching on their spot. Well, the reality is that bell curve is never where they meet up to each other, because if we're training our lead guys and they're training our guys below them, they're both growing separately, but at the same rate. And our lead and our field guys and our guys training become that leadership team. So the question to them is, are you ready? You know, are you ready to step up and be the leaders that you need to be in your position, be the trainers, and really impact this industry?
Awesome. So I'm intrigued. I'm ready. I know my trade, but I'm looking, where is my right career? Ground Up Construct is a platform that I've learned about. And tell me how it works, Denton, as far as the employee, what it costs, and the employer, because you have to monetize and make this work for all parties. How does Ground Up Construct work? Just dangle the carrot, because we're going to take a deep dive of awesome tools on the next episode.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our biggest asset, as any of us in leaders in construction know, that it's our people. you could have the most amazing manufacturers behind you. You could have all kinds of stuff, but it's our people that are installing, that are building and creating amazing buildings across this country. And so our employees, it's absolutely free. There's nothing for them to pay. They have the opportunity to really get on our site, create their page, highlight what their experience has been, highlight the projects they've been on, and have a living, breathing resume that can really showcase what they've done to those business leaders that they maybe want to go work for. There's also a lot of information about what, you know, for somebody really just looking to get into construction, what careers are in demand and what that process looks like to get into those. And then our partnerships with our employers and our companies is, we have three different tiers, and they are spaced out based on the size of your company so that you can actually highlight what your company is, what it means to work for your company, what is the company culture. We don't need to tell people about, we don't need to market to our future employee, our workforce, the same way we market to our customers. Our customers are looking at us to be the best. Our employees are looking at us to be the best employers. And that is a combination of all the different things, the types of projects you're on, the benefits, the retirement, really starting to highlight those things that are absolutely an attractor, as opposed to just saying, hey, yep, we worked on the biggest hotel in Denver, or we worked on this commercial site, whatever it is. We need to show that, yes, we have strong work, but we also, this is what we're about. And so, you know, our partners, they pay for a year-round recruiting software to be able to really highlight the careers that they have available. And also really, you know, there's times that we fill our spaces and we're kind of full, but we need to always be recruiting, because you never know when that amazing person is looking to move to your city, or somebody's looking to change from a company in town who's just maybe not looking forward like we're asking everybody to do. And so offering those, that year-round recruiting, is the ability for owners to really feel like they have people in the ranks, or people out in the out in their market that they can hopefully talk to and get them ready to be onboarded.
Awesome. And at my local window and door company in Colorado, we are a client of yours, and it's super easy to get set up. And back to being a leader for owning that company, as I had to look myself in the mirror, and they did a great job of coaching us to say, well, if you're going to be top in the changing workplace, you better offer these certain benefits. And one of them we didn't have was 401, matching 401k. So we went ahead and we implemented that by working together. So it's also a really cool coaching platform you guys have built, to, because you've lived it owning a window and door company and weren't, you know, the boots on the ground before Ground Up Construct. So I commend you guys for that. So I want to ask you guys, what do you see in the construction industry silos that we've been talking about being broke down with technology integration in the art of construction? There's so many tools in the world of noise. What comes to mind when I ask that question, Munz?
Well, I mean, like we said before, there was always a definite shift between or segregation or silos, you'd say, between the office and the field and the management. There's all these separate departments. And I think that, you know, what technology is doing is it's creating better communication between the field, between the office, and between the leadership team. And there's companies like Builder Trend and other softwares that are out there that are improving the communication cycles to where it's easier flow of information. It's in your hands, it's on your phone, it's on a tablet. And so, you know, you're starting to break down those walls and have people start working together as a team. And the it all starts with communication. It all starts with understanding where people are at. And if you can kind of integrate that into your company and people can understand other aspects of the company, you get more buy-in and people work together, rather than the field saying, oh, the office, you know, they get to go to lunch and then they get to sit in an office all day. And, it's this negative connotations that have followed. But when people learn about the different positions and they understand what the field's doing, the field understands what the office is doing, you start creating, again, a better culture and people working together. And that's all through better communication. And that's all done with technology nowadays. And it's amazing how it's shaping our industry.
Awesome. Anything you'd add to that, Denton?
It's just transparency. You know, I think that our technologies are allowing for us to have more transparency, not only with our customer. Builder Trend talked about that ability to really bring them into the loop, because if all these silos really cause much of our heartache. And so that ability for the field, the office, our customer, our general contractor to all be communicating on the same platform, I think it also creates a respect for each other. Because the reality is you get an insight into what did it take for getting all of this material procured? What did it look like to get everything scheduled? And what did it look like to actually knock it out of the park and hit all the timelines? When everybody's seeing that, there's a natural respect that we create for each other. You know, this is the first podcast I've been on, Devin, and I've gotten to watch the way that you approach this. I got to see the behind the scenes. You got us prepped. That's exactly what we need to apply to construction. We need to really highlight how important each one of these positions is. And through technology and communication through technology, I think we can hit those marks.
Yeah, and I commend you guys for stepping up and doing a deep dive series and following up from our fireside chat. And this is really what the big push for Art of Construction is because sometimes you do got to take a deeper dive. So we really hit that, you know, the labor force here, and hopefully some light bulbs went off for you. But on the next episode with Ground Up Construct, it's going to be very similar. You mentioned Builder Trend, which we just finished a deep dive series with them. And I love cool companies like Ground Up Construct and Builder Trend that are opening up. And you talk about transparency, Dan, where we talk about the big, you know, the big hairy audacious goal of fixing the labor, like Art of Construction is trying to connect the construction silos and begin with the end in mind. Next, we're going to go and we're going to take a deeper dive into your tool and really learn about that tool. And then you guys are opening up and bringing a customer in. So that's where we really all learn together and talk about the good, bad difference, what's working, what's not working, and all learn together. That's what I'm, it's so fun for me to do that. But to send our tribe out to continue to grow for contractors and affiliates, what's the one thing that you would leave them to say, you got to do this to grow your business from our conversation going forward, Munz?
You know, I think it all begins with your workforce. And that's something I've believed for a long time. I think it has to do with the people in your company. And so I would say, educate yourselves, adapt, and focus on your employees. Try new things, you know, think outside the box. Our goal at Ground Up Construct is to help educate and inspire business owners to take those next steps to better their company for the better of them and their employees. And so I can't tell business owners enough, get out, learn, read, do what you can to understand this industry and take some steps, you know, take some risks in your company to do things you haven't done before. That's going to help you attract and retain your workforce. Because as we all know, as business owners, if we have good people, our business runs smoother. Our blog, I would highly recommend you read our blog. It's called The Newswire at groundupconstruct.com. We're always putting out good articles and things that we just want to help business owners make those decisions to adapt to the future. And I think that's where we can really help and educate the public to make things easier for the employees and the employers.
Awesome. How about you, Denton?
You know, I've got two things. One is, for one, be proud. Be proud of what you've created. Be proud of the ups and downs that you've gone through, but also be humble by the people who are willing to be in the trenches with you. And that's your employee. And I think when you come to your employees with a humble heart, it connects you in a whole different way. And that's the people who are going to back you up day in and day out. Those are the guys who showed up, and I watched it all this January, show up on terrible weather days, and they were out there to get stuff done because they knew if we pushed it off, we couldn't get to the next project. Those are people who absolutely believe in what your vision is, but also it's a shared vision between everybody. So, you know, be proud of your company, but be humble in your employees. And the next part is utilize all of our different avenues of connecting. You know, we have LinkedIn, we have all this stuff. Really go beyond the walls of your business and interact with your other leaders in the area. Talk about the issues that you're having, because when you're in a silo, you feel like you're dealing with it on your own, and we're all dealing with it together, but we need to see how we can help each other. And, you know, that's really the content that we want to push, is that, you know, Josh and I are not writers. In fact, actually just don't grammatically look at any of our blogs because it's probably wrong. But the reality is that our passion is about watching construction companies grow healthily, you know, in a healthy way, and impact careers for construction. And so talk to your other, even your competitors, have a better relationship with them, because at the end of the day, we're all in this together, and it's such an interesting industry and how much of it's a family. But, you know, go beyond the messages of LinkedIn, go beyond Facebook and all those things and connect. And I think that we'll find that the tribal knowledge that we can share will be unbelievable what it could do as an impact. But the other part is, you'll also understand, oh, wow, I'm not the only one going through this. And we need to lean on each other.
Awesome. And I'm going to leave you, Tribe, saying if you're working for someone, you are crazy to not go sign up for this platform, because they're just giving all these great tools and they've lived it. And they went and saw this need to say, let's put this all together. So we're big fans of you guys here on the Art of Construction. We're honored to help be a voice for you guys to get your platform out there. And we can't wait to chat here soon and take a little bit deeper dive into your tool. Thanks so much for coming in and getting going. And we can't wait to talk to you guys again soon.
Awesome, Devin. Thank you so much for having us, man. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Great work, guys.
Thanks, Devin.
So if you didn't go back and listen to show 131, check it out. And you can get, these guys have so much knowledge and so much passion where they're going after to really look at the workforce and fill voids and be a great resource. Like they talked about their blogs, subscribe to the blogs. I love them. They're short. They're guys that are really have lived it. So they're just like me on the Art of Construction. I don't always say everything perfectly, but we're guys that have lived and grown up in the field together and working together. So we can't wait to take a deeper dive on their tool and other examples that we're going to be talking about next, and then bringing in one of their customers so we can bring this full circle. So at the end of this, like if you go back to Builder Trend and listen to all three, this is the same show again, where we're going to take a deep dive and really understand Ground Up Construct so we can help all of us grow our business together. Contractors and affiliates, you guys are doing great work, and I love, take that pride and crush it and grow your business.